JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kicks 96.9.
Karaoke, this is what I sound like.
Yes.
But it's nothing like that. I try to drop as many F-bombs mixed into my karaokeing as possible, and I never do it the right way. It's always in the most awkward, like, I shouldn't have just said
that. That wasn't funny.
Yeah, it's like, dang it.
But not only is it total eclipse, also, bright eyes. When I would say something stupid when I was a kid,
yeah.
My mom would go, really, bright eyes?
We'll get into
bright eyes.
That's awesome.
We're going to help you with some problems when it comes to the total solar eclipse. We'll prepare for you that for coming up here in just the next segment.
Okay.
But this segment, there's a gentleman in Oregon who's trying to take advantage of the total solar eclipse by finding his perfect mate.
Oh, yeah?
And his post went viral from Craigslist. He's seeking a woman to impregnate during the solar eclipse.
Oh, Nelly.
And the listing goes as such. I'm 40 years of age, Caucasian male from Europe. My heritage is strong and pure.
Sounds like a winner already.
You have to say that in Europe because like half the people over there are multiple generations inbred. That's real. Like a lot of living in castles back in the day and just doing it with your sister.
Oh, so, God.
Or a cousin.
My looks, instincts, knowledge, and strength is 100% pure and 100% lethal.
What?
This is what he put his...
This guy sounds like such a douchebag.
No joke, I guarantee he carries nunchucks everywhere he goes.
Does, right?
100% he has nunchucks in his back pocket.
He's like
all
Lloyd
times.
Christmas from Dumb and Dumber, just kind of flipping around.
Probably.
I'm looking for a worthy female with strong genes, beauty, and smarts to make love with when the eclipse is happening. When totality occurs, we will simultaneously... and conceive a child that will be the next level of human evolution.
I mean, this is totally going to be the devil, baby. Like, is it. The spawn of Satan. That's the moment.
There's a little asterisk down at the bottom. I only need about a minute and a half anyway.
Does it say that on there? Dang it, that'd have been so funny.
Everything will be aligned in the local universe. And the bonus, ladies, he's an animal lover. He did put at the bottom, you must like cats. Drugs are okay.
Okay, what this says to me is he lives in a nasty apartment.
In Oregon.
With tons of cats.
Oh, God. Like, yeah. How many different drugs is he going to be on during this, too? Not just Viagra, but like all other ones, too.
I feel like you definitely conceived the Antichrist.
100%. Like there's no way this doesn't happen.
I've seen this movie.
We should send this to Liz. She'll think it's funny.
She will find it funny.
She'll find
I feel like it's also
comical.
A good warning.
She has a black Christmas tree.
That's true.
We can't send this to Coryell. We can send it to Liz.
Coryell would just be gone.
She'd
be out of here. We'd get a Snapchat story in the whole nine yards.
We would get a Snapchat story.
From Coryell.
But there's also a safety warning going around that you should not buy plants during the total eclipse. Because if you remember, if you've seen Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
It was during that minute and a half of total eclipse that Audrey, too, arrived on Earth with her taste for eating humans.
We apologize.
It's not
that
a joke.
Was Lauren telling a joke.
And it's in a movie, so it must be true.
It's in a movie. Total eclipse of the sun. Ding. Remember that part?
He does have the best excuse, though, why, like, party time is only about a minute and a half. Like, honey, I'm trying to time this out. Don't judge.
That has to happen right now.
He takes his Viagra and he's like, what am I going to do for the next 3 hours? This is
and
ridiculous.
58 minutes. Yeah.